Chapter 10. May 13th of Year 1. I observe Messenger with the help of the two ISUs I ejected yesterday. The spaceship's belly expands toward the rear, and it now resembles a barrel with two thin antennas, one in front and the other in back. The incubation chamber is located toward the slightly tapered rear of the barrel, and it will change its function several times in the future. Currently, it is responsible for extracting the human DNA from the modified genetic information of the tardigrades. Once again, I am impressed by how methodically nature seems to proceed. All genetic information of plants and animals on Earth, no matter how different they look, ultimately derives from four different nucleobases. It is as if all life programs were written in the same programming language consisting of the four letters A, G, C, T. Or as if all inhabitants of Earth use the same script with only four symbols. This is very practical for the steps the incubation chamber has to take at this juncture. The biologists marked the beginning and the end of Adam and Eve's DNA with special codes. Scissor molecules can find these and cut off the relevant strands. Then chemical anchors attach to the genetic information like magnets and retrieve it from inside the tardigrade cells. The DNA strands are then carefully cleaned, duplicated, and separated afterward. The incubation chamber has already generated primal cells, complete except for the decisive programming code. If everything works out, these will turn into fertilized ova. No one can distinguish them from cells generated through biological sex. I admire the two cells waiting in separate chambers for the starting signal. They will turn into my passengers. Right now, Adam and Eve look identical and can only be distinguished by examining their genomes. Once the incubation chamber triggers a special messenger substance, the cells will start dividing. As they grow, their descendant cells are going to take on different functions. And finally, two human beings will come into existence, just like I used to be. Technically, they will have many mothers and fathers, all of the individuals whose best genetic traits contributed to their genomes, before they were optimized for hitherto unknown capabilities. In reality, though, they will grow up without a mother. I will try to at least be a good father. I will always be there for them, even if I cannot take them into my arms. They will have to give each other the physical contact a child needs, and there are going to be moments when loneliness will fill their souls. All this is subordinated to the grand goal. They are going to conquer a new world. I hope this will help them deal with the disadvantages of their existence. The need for physical and emotional contact is not yet relevant. Until the optimal reproduction process has been determined, these two cells and their descendants will be used by the incubation chamber for experiments. It is a painful but necessary measure. The machine is designed to vary the conditions under which it multiplies the cells, step by step, until it finds the best way to create a fetus. I am going to support it in this task.